Good afternoon. Searching for a signal, so I guess I have to give it one. Never practiced that part at home. Good afternoon. It's a beautiful day. Got a lesson in biblical history and geography this afternoon. It starts in 1922, really pretty recently, and a British archaeologist named Leonard Woolley excavated the city of Ur. Heard of Ur? It's a city in southern Iraq, down by the Persian Gulf. Turned out, from his excavations, to be a very large, important, wealthy city. And so, Woolley concluded, and this was as late as 1922, he concluded that this is the Ur of the Chaldees, mentioned in the book of Genesis, that Abraham came from the Ur of the Chaldees. He was so sure of it that virtually every Bible atlas, I know the map in the back of my Bible, shows Ur, this is a pretty small slide, most of them are bigger than this one, but you can see the outline there of the Mediterranean on the left and the Persian Gulf down the lower right, and there's an arrow, it's pointing to the city of Ur in southern Iraq. So everybody has assumed from the time of Woolley's enthusiasm about this archaeological discovery that this is the Ur of the Chaldees. And so you probably have a map like this one in the back of your Bible, and it is the line, heavy line up there. Starts at Ur, up through Babylon, up the Fertile Crescent, up to Haran. Because the land of the Chaldeans, at least in the 7th century BC, was down in this area. Remember the famous kingdom of the Babylonians and the Chaldeans, Babylon and the land of Chaldea. And so if Ur is Ur of the Chaldees, it must be this Ur. And then he must have traveled up here to Haran. The problem with this theory, first of all, it's a long, long ways. This is Chaldea, where it was in the 7th century BC. The problem with this theory is this timeline here. Abraham left Ur of the Chaldees in about 2000 BC. The Chaldeans are known to have arrived in Babylonia in the southern Euphrates Valley somewhere before 1000 BC. And the Chaldeans that we know so well as the Babylonians and the Chaldeans, that Chaldean dynasty was here in about 600s BC. So the Chaldeans arrive in southern Iraq 1,000 years before Abraham left Ur of the Chaldees. There were no Chaldeans in southern Iraq when Abraham left Ur. Well, so how do you reconcile these two? And the reconciliation was that somebody in the 7th century BC, some scribe, must have changed, edited the book of Genesis, so that it was clear to people of that time that this was Ur of the Chaldees in southern Iraq. Either that, or there must have been another Ur. So today, I want to show you some evidences that Genesis, the book of Genesis, is accurate, that it has not been changed, that it is indeed the accurate ancient record, that there was another Ur besides the Ur in southern Iraq, known as Ur of the Chaldees. You may have heard of this already. I remember 9 years ago, Scott Ashley brought it up. It's not something new, but I hadn't heard of it until fairly recently, in the last decade. Leonard Woolley's conclusion was new in history, 1922. Before 1922 in that area, historians did not know exactly where Ur of the Chaldees was, but they didn't associate it with southern Iraq. It was only Woolley's enthusiasm for this excavation that led him to that conclusion. About 30 years later, in the 1950s, archaeologists discovered the next city in Abraham's journey. He went from Ur. Oh, wait a minute. I won't say much about this. This is just where it says in Genesis that Abraham came from Ur of the Chaldees. It's in chapters 11 and 15 that it says he came from Ur of the Chaldees. This happens to be what I consider the seventh book of Genesis. It seems to have come from an ancient tablet, because it ends with a colophon that says, this is the generations, or this is the family history of Ishmael, which is an indication that this is a really old, ancient document that Moses copied into the book of Genesis. And therefore, I think it's accurate. But why did he say Ur of the Chaldees? Anyway, what I was about to say was, archaeologists in 1950 discovered Haran. And Haran is way up here. This is the Euphrates River, all the way down to here, but Haran is up here on the other side of the Euphrates from the land of Canaan. It says in Genesis 11:31, Terah took Abram his son and Lot, and they went forth from the Ur of the Chaldees to go into the land of Canaan, and they came to Haran and dwelt there. So he came there with his father. The fact that Haran is 500 miles from Ur, this Ur, is an objection to the theory that the southern Ur is Abraham's origin. And in addition, all of Abram's ancestors seem to have come from the northern Euphrates. This, for example, is a drawing of a I believe this was Abram's servant that he sent to Mesopotamia to fetch a wife for Isaac. It's in Genesis 24. And he went to Mesopotamia to the city of Nahor, which is one of Abram's ancestors. Now, Mesopotamia in the Bible's words for it are Aram Naharim, which means Aram between the rivers. He went to an area of Aram between the rivers, to the city of Nahor. You'll also find in archaeology, they've also found a city up there. So we've got three cities. We've got Haran, Nahor, and even the city of Serug, which are the names of Abraham's relatives. Who was Aram? If Nahor lived in the land of Aram between the rivers, who was Aram? I'll just put up a genealogy here. This is the genealogy starting with Shem down through his descendants. He had, I think, five sons. I've just listed three here that are important to this subject. First, one of his sons was Asher, who is the father of all the Assyrians. The Bible never uses the word Assyria except in the English translation. The Hebrew word for Assyrians is Asher, one of the sons of Shem. They live across the river in the northern Euphrates Valley. And then Arphaxad, through a long line of descendants, you come down to Abraham. So Abraham is in Arphaxad's line, and then Aram, which was my point here. Who was Aram? Aram between the rivers. Aram is the son of Shem, and generally he's associated with the area between the rivers in the northern Euphrates Valley. In fact, just an aside here, Josephus says, commenting on this, that Arphaxad, well, that not exactly equals, but that the Chaldeans are of the line of Arphaxad. Anyway, Abraham goes to the land of his ancestors. which we've seen already that there's a city in the north called Haran, another called Nahor, and another called Serug, his grandfather. And the city of Nahor is where Rebecca comes from, Rebecca, the wife of Isaac, and Rebecca's would be her brothers, her niece, Rachel, marries Jacob. They also come from the land between the rivers, the land of Aram between the rivers. All of Abram's relatives, in other words, seem to come from the north. But of course, all this evidence about Abraham's family did not dislodge the theory. The theory continued from the 1920s on, despite all this, that Abraham came from the south. It turns out there is another city in the north called Ur. It's labeled here as Ur Kasdim, which is the Hebrew for Ur of the Chaldees. It's translated in the Bible as Ur of the Chaldees. For 1,000 years, the people who lived in Ur, whether they're Jews or Muslims or Christians, they all hold the tradition that that is the birthplace of Abraham. So there is another Ur, and secular history points to it being in the north. Josephus, equates Arphaxad with the Chaldeans, and Arphaxad is the ancient ancestor of Abram. Josephus quotes an author named Nicholas of Damascus, who says that Abram, and I think I have this on a slide. No. It was in the previous slide. Yes, there it is. Josephus says that Abram came with an army out of the land above Babylon called the land of the Chaldeans. Now, here's the southern Ur, here's Babylon, and this is certainly the Ur above Babylon. Another secular source, we consider this a secular source, is the Book of Jubilees. It's not scripture, it's an apocryphal book. You find it in the Catholic Bible. But the Book of Jubilees was written in the hundreds BC. It says that Ur, the son of Kesed, now, that's why I put up a genealogy here. Abram's brother Nahor had a son named Chesed. That's who he's talking about here, or Kesed. He apparently had a son named Ur, built the city of Ara, or Ur, of the Chaldees, according to Jubilees, and called its name after his own name, Ur, and the name of his father, Kesed, hence the Chaldees. Going back further in secular history, Xenophon, it's named here, Xenophon is a Greek historian from about 400 BC. Xenophon claims that the Chaldeans blocked the way to Armenia. Well, Armenia is in general is this area. This is the upper Euphrates Valley, the area of Haran and Urfa, or the northern Ur. And so from a Greek point of view, they block the way to Armenia, another indication that the Chaldeans at that time, you know, before 1000 BC, the Chaldeans lived in this area. There is another indication, this is pretty small, but there's an arrow pointing here to a city on the eastern end of the Mediterranean called Ugarit. Ugarit existed in about 1200 BC, and cuneiform letter, there are a lot of cuneiform texts discovered from Ugarit. One of them is a letter from the Hittite king. Now, the Hittites were generally up here in Anatolia. The letter from the Hittite king complains about the activities of certain, it's a response to Ugarit's complaint about the behavior of certain Hittite merchants in the city of Ur. And the Hittite king pledges to crack down on the merchants in Ur. Another indication that the Chaldeans, well, in fact, it says, where does it say it? I didn't connect that with the name Chaldeans, but it does, no, not the Chaldeans, but the name Ur. It does mention Ur as being where these Hittite merchants are misbehaving. So that's an ancient source from 1200 BC. Of course, the most ancient history of this area are the scriptures. We know, you know, of course, that the Euphrates River is described in Genesis as the upper boundary of the area to be influenced by, or conquered by, ruled by Israel. This you can't see it very, the small words on it, but this outline here is the kingdom of David. From down here on the Gulf of Aqaba, up here is the Euphrates River. So David indeed did rule to the Euphrates, but when you talk about the Euphrates in the Bible, we're always talking about this part of it up here in the northern area. And anything on the other side of the river is on the other side of this river. You probably remember reading in Deuteronomy that God, in Deuteronomy 26 and verse 5, that God told Israel to say that my father was a Syrian ready to perish was my father. Remember reading that in Deuteronomy? A Syrian ready to perish was my father. Well, the Syrians technically are descended from Aram. But the land that Arphaxad's family lived in was generally called Aram. In fact, Rachel is the daughter of Laban the Syrian. Well, Laban was a descendant of Arphaxad, but he's called the Syrian. He's called an Aramite or an Aramean in the Bible. A Syrian ready to perish was my father, and he went down to Egypt and sojourned there with a few and became there a great nation. So Jacob is the wandering Aramean because he comes from the land of Aram. So this, in conclusion, sort of, is the route that Abraham probably took from Ur of the Chasdim, that is Ur of the Chaldees, to Haran, and then from thence down to Canaan. You know, the biblical account was written in 2000 BC and not changed since then. But in 2000 BC, if the writer said that Abraham came from Ur, there would be confusion because Ur was a very ancient and prominent city. But he clarifies, he pinpoints it by saying Ur of the Chaldees, which in 2000 BC was in northern Euphrates Valley. That's the way you would write it in 2000 BC. Now, Leonard Woolley felt that the southern Ur that he excavated was such a grand city that it was worthy of Abraham. However, there was no archaeological evidence in the southern Ur that it was the home of Abraham. And despite the fact that no Chaldean lived in southern Iraq till 1,000 years after Abraham. So he would claim that Genesis was changed to describe it from the point of view of someone in the 7th century BC. But the bulk of the evidence points to the conclusion, I think, that the book of Genesis was accurately preserved. It is an ancient document. It writes from the perspective of 2000 BC. So in Abraham's day, Ur of the Chaldees was in the north.